From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Barack Obama flies to Cuba. Mr. Obama is the first sitting U.S. president to travel to Cuba in almost 90 years. He will cap his visit with a direct address to the Cuban people, outlining a vision for the future U.S.-Cuba relationship. The White House says Mr. Obama's three-day visit represents a new beginning in the relationship between the Cold War enemies, expanding on the formal restoration of their diplomatic ties 8 months ago. Turkey is blaming a militant from the Islamic State group for a suicide bombing in Istanbul Saturday that killed four people and wounded dozens. Turkey's interior minister says the attack was carried out by a Turkish citizen born in a province bordering Syria. He said the suspected bomber, who also was killed in the attack, was not on Turkey's terrorist watch list. The Turkish official said five people allegedly linked to the attack have been detained. The lawyer defending Europe's most wanted terrorist suspect, Salah Abdeslam, says he will sue French prosecutors for releasing confidential information regarding the investigation. Sven Mery told a Belgian state broadcaster that part of the press conference given by lead prosecutor François Molan violated what he called judicial confidentiality. Voters in Niger are choosing a president Sunday. Incumbent Mamadou Issoufou is in line to win the runoff after his opponent was flown out of the country from jail for medical reasons. The opposition has called for a boycott of the election. A VOA reporter in Niger says voting began quietly with low turnout. This is VOA News. It's Palm Sunday, and Robert Berger takes a look.
Palm Sunday dawned in Jerusalem's old city to the sound of bells at the ancient Church of the Holy Sepulchre. The holiday marks Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem 2,000 years ago and the beginning of the Christian Easter Holy Week. Priests chanted the Palm Sunday liturgy, waving olive and palm branches as fragrant incense filled the church where tradition says Jesus was crucified and rose from the dead. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Voters in the Republic of Congo are going to the polls in a presidential election. On the eve of the vote, the government ordered telecom providers to block all service during Sunday's vote. President Denis Sassou Nguesso is running for re-election against eight opponents. After nearly 8 years in prison, four Djiboutian prisoners of war have been released by Eritrea. A total of 19 POWs were captured by Eritrea in June 2008 during a border skirmish. Some of them escaped. In 2011, the others remained in detention. Investigators have recovered the flight recorders from the Fly Dubai airliner that crashed Saturday in southern Russia, killing all 62 people on board. The cockpit voice recorder and flight data recorder have been sent to Moscow for inspection. The cause of the crash is not yet known, but high and gusty winds may have played a role. U.S. presidential candidates on the Republican side are headed to two more contentious state nominating contests on Tuesday. Frontrunner Donald Trump and his nearest challenger, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, are expected to split the two contests. A large number of votes have already been cast in Arizona, likely giving Trump an edge there. Meanwhile, surveys show Cruz is likely to win party caucuses in Utah. A third candidate, Republican Ohio Governor John Kasich, is not expected to factor in the outcome in either state. Cuban authorities detained dozens of people protesting the communist government in Havana just hours before President Barack Obama's arrival for a visit to the island nation. Those taken into custody Sunday were from the dissident group Ladies in White, made up of wives and children of Cuban political prisoners. Mr. Obama, in a letter to the group, had promised to raise human rights issues with the Cuban government during his visit. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.